Hello and welcome to Viewpoints, Dominion DMS's video podcast series where we highlight our vendor partners. I'm Sharon Kitzman, president of Dominion DMS, and today we are speaking to Adam Alfea. He's the founder and managing director of Real Time Feedback. Adam, welcome.
Hey, how are you? Great to be here.
I'm doing great. I hope you are as well.
Yep.
I am looking forward to this conversation. I think online reputation for my business, maybe for yours, and certainly for dealers feels like a severe pitfall sometimes. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, Real Time Feedback.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Adam Alfea. I'm the founder and managing director of Real Time Feedback. We are a two-way customer engagement platform that specialize in the automotive industry to help service managers, sales managers, general managers find out about failed experiences before they hit online reviews, et cetera, before they get the factory survey, and amplify the happy customers. Most dealerships have a lot of happy customers, but they don't have a really good way, mechanism of getting those happy customers to leave positive online experiences on social media platforms such as Google or Facebook, DealerRater, et cetera. And so we facilitate that interaction.
Excellent. So as I look at all the vendors that are attending events like NADA or Digital Dealer, you know, unfortunately, everybody has competitors out there. So is there something unique about real-time feedback that you'd like to share with the audience, maybe compared to those competitors that sets you apart?
Yeah, so, you know, the two biggest ones are probably reputation.com and Podium. And the difference between reputation.com, I just actually did a demo with them when I was a Digital Dealer. And I was the interaction is not in real time. So there is a lag 24 to 48 hours before the dealership finds out about that failed experience, where we are in the moment, as you know, as soon as that customer checks out and pays for a repair order, or that deal is booked in the DMS, we send out that text message immediately. But we have one other facet that nobody has, and that is that we put specialized patented smart codes in the dealership. So whether it's a customer sitting in service or maybe in the sales area while they're waiting for the paperwork to happen, we have QR codes sprinkled out throughout the dealership that if that customer ever has any issues whatsoever while they're waiting, even before they check out, they can now scan a QR code and immediately message and correspond with the service manager, because right now everybody's feeling a real crunch with, you know, getting enough technicians in their service bays. So, you know, and the receptionist will say, oh yeah, it'll be an hour for your oil change and tire rotation. And 2 hours later, that customer's still there, twiddling their thumbs, waiting to see what's going on. A lot of customers, you know, they see their service advisor is busy. They don't want to get up and, you know, and disrupt them. So they'll just sit there all the while, maybe talking to other people on their phone and saying, yeah, I've been here for 2 hours. You told me an hour. Mm. And so what we're doing is facilitating a conversation with the service manager where they can scan a QR code and say, hey, I've been here for 2 hours. What's going on with my car? And that immediately notifies the service manager and they can start that dialogue. So we find that customers that are unhappy tend to use that portion of our platform a lot to communicate with management. So that's something that nobody else is doing. And then lastly, we also aggregate all of their online reviews in one simple to use platform. And we're automatically responding to all their 4 and 5 star reviews if they want. That way, all they have to do is really worry about the 1, 2, and 3. And we do that both using AI for the 4 and 5 star to generate a very well-written, just a thank you, because when somebody leaves you a 5 star review, you don't even have to give them too much. You just got to say thank you. And the AI helps you automatically respond to all of those. So those are off your plate, because Google looks at that. How fast are you responding to customers? Are you responding to all of your customers on Google? So that's really important to do.
Great. Those are some excellent, unique examples. Thank you. I was looking through your website at some of the amazing testimonials you have. First of all, congratulations at that. But one that really kind of caught my eye was, I think from Johnson Brothers Ford, the service manager there noted how important it is to make sure that you're getting that feedback, whether positive, so you can accolade someone on your team, or negative and get ahead of it before that consumer gets a survey from the manufacturer. So just what you said about that potential 48-hour lag, unfortunately, is enough time for the OEM to sneak in there with something and really create more problems than the upset customer in the beginning. Is that the kind of thing you hear most often from dealers who are looking at real-time feedback?
Yeah, so it's amazing because we always prepare people, you know, because everybody goes, yeah, most of my customers are happy. And yeah, if a customer is unhappy, I really want to take care of them. But they don't really have a mechanism to do that. How do you know when your customer is unhappy? And you can't gauge by, well, the customer didn't call and complain, so therefore they're happy. Because some people have a nagging little issue. You know, hey, you told me an hour and I sat there for 3 hours, or I just got back home and I got, you know, footprints or handprints all over my car. And it's not enough to call and go through the rigmarole of, you know, calling the front desk and getting a service advisor. Hey, I just got my car back. I got handprint. They just deal with it. But our system really reveals, you know, if you send me a text message and say, hey, on a scale of 1 to 5, how's your overall experience? And I give you a 3-star and it opens up, says, you know, we apologize, we didn't give you a 5-star experience. What can we improve on? And I put on there, I just got my car back and you have oily finger, you know, handprints all over my car. That customer it was enough for them to act and tell you about that. And you need to have somebody respond. Hey, I'm really, and usually it's just, hey, I'm really sorry about that. If you want to swing the car by, I'll have somebody wipe it down or do a detail on your car. That's enough to win a customer for life, because you know, they have a thing called a CES, customer effort score. How easy is it? Do you make it for your customers to communicate with you? And then number two, it's called the service recovery paradox, which states if you have a customer that's loyal and has never, ever had an issue with your dealership and is happy, if you have a customer that did have an issue and you resolved it quickly and efficiently, and they're happy with the results, they'll become actually more loyal than the customer that's never had an issue. Because, you know, they battle tested you and you stood up and you took care of it. Hey, not a problem. You did it quickly and efficiently for them. They'll love you even more, and they'll even amplify that experience. You know what? They screwed up, but they stood up to it. They took care of it. And those are the stories that really resonate and make customers come back.
Yeah. That's great. And so true, unfortunately.
Right? Yeah.
So you mentioned Digital Dealer. I mentioned it earlier as well. If you look around, you know, that floor and you see all the vendor partners that are out there and all the different decisions that a dealer might have to make to run their business on behalf of their employees and their consumers. The two of us are working together to try to, you know, make it better, right? Make it a more seamless experience to be able to implement a DMS and a reputation management solution. Are there any, or is there any advice that you might have or something that we could be doing different in order to help dealers facilitate a solution like yours more seamlessly into their environment with Dominion DMS?
Yeah, so, you know, our integration with Dominion allows that as soon as that customer checks out from the service department and pays for the repair order, as well as soon as a deal is closed or booked and the dealership decide at what point that they consider the deal closed, it then sends that customer that invitation either through text message or email. Text message, we have anywhere from a 35 to 40% engagement rate, which is incredible compared to, you know, factory surveys or dealership surveys, because people want quick and easy. Don't ask me 15 questions about my experience. You know, if I have anything wrong, just give me a place to tell you what it is. And now we have, you know, having that instant and as close to real time interaction with that customer, really, you know, when the experience is fresh in their head is really when you ask them how their experience was. And if it's great, We send them straight to Google or Dealer Raider. We even have a sprinkler. So the first time they come in, we might send them to Google. The second time, we'll send them to Facebook. The third time, you know, there's 15 different sites that we're integrated with that we can send them to. But it's really, if they're happy, don't ask them too many questions. Don't ask them questions at all. Just say, you're happy, great. Leave us a review. Not happy, you know, what went wrong? What can we improve on? And make sure you respond to those. So I think the Dominion integration that we have is perfect. We'd obviously love to see more Dominion dealerships on there to help them tell their story better.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this podcast will help with that effort. You know, I always think of our industry as ever evolving, right? It never stands still. And there are, it's amazing to think we're into Q4 already in this calendar year, but there are a number of distractions in front of dealers right now. if you're a franchise as part of the big three, you've got the UAW situation looming. That all the manufacturers that I'm talking to are pushing EVs really hard. And I'm not sure the consumers are exactly where the manufacturers are on that paradigm. And of course, you know, you're still battling interest rates as well. So as you and your team think about, you know, what's next for real-time feedback and the types of things that dealers are focused on right now, is there anything on the horizon that we should know about that might help dealers overcome some of these huge obstacles right now?
Well, for all the things, whether it be interest rate or the shortage in vehicles that might precipitate from this strike, is it leads back to more service.
Service.
So customers are going to be keeping their vehicles rather than buying a new one, especially with the interest rate so high. You know, if you're locked in at a good rate, you're going to keep that vehicle. So that's going to increase service. And service is really what drives the revenue at dealerships. Mm-hmm. So now that you have that opportunity, because most customers will buy a vehicle from the place where they service their vehicle for the OEM. So it's really important to keep those customers happy. And what we've done recently in the last 3 months, I think it was, since we launched it, is a new AI platform. Where what happens is when the feedback comes in, rather than you sitting have to read the feedback and write out a well-written, you know, you're busy, your phone's ringing, you got customers to call back, rather than sit there and write a well-crafted response and apology for whatever issue they're having, you just push the button that says recommend AI response. It'll see the feedback that the customer left. It'll recommend a well-written, empathetic, apologetic response. And then you can edit it if you want to throw the customer an oil change or $10 off next time. You can type that in there and hit submit. So we've seen that the response time for busy, you know, for dealerships has gone from, you know, maybe half an hour to an hour to less than 10 minutes, because all you have to do is push that button. It writes and it's learning. Every time you change that feedback, it learns what you change it to, and it gives you a better answer next time over and over and over again. So that's one thing that we've done. And really making it easier for dealerships to answer feedbacks. And then to your other question about your other point about EVs, we just launched a Friendly Chevrolet here in Dallas, not on Dominion, unfortunately, but he built a big EV park, charging station park with several charging stations. And now you have customers that are sitting in their car for, you know, upwards of 20 to 30, 40 minutes. So we created these really nice patented what we call multi-link codes, where somebody can scan a QR code. They can order snacks to their car while they're waiting. They can and they can see all the amenities that are available at the dealership. So he's really done. Yeah, I think he's a trailblazer in that regard.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got. He's had GM come down and look at his EV park, but he's thinking about putting in movie theater, you know, for watching TV while your car is charging. So now you've got a captive audience to maybe look at new vehicles. So we built these QR codes that can show them, you know, new vehicles on the lot, et cetera, that they can now have access to watch while they're in their vehicle. So all sorts of cool things that we're building to help facilitate that 30 to 40 minute downtime that somebody might have buying accessories and all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting.
That's awesome. It's very inventive, like you said. The next time I'm in Dallas, I'll have to check that out. I noticed on your website that dealers can check their reputation score, like right out of the gate. Is that the best place for a dealer to start if they're considering real-time feedback?
Yeah, so they can either go to our website and click on Get My Reputation Score, or they can go to checkmyscorecard.com. Checkmyscorecard.com allows you to put in your dealership's name, and it'll take about probably 60 to 90 seconds. It'll scrape all of the online review sites that you have out there, and it'll pull back a score. It'll show you over the 30, 60, 90, or 180 days. You can choose which time frame you want. It'll show you how many reviews you're getting. So Google looks, when they're ranking you for local SEO and how you rank compared to other dealerships, they look at four parameters. Look at how many reviews you're getting. It looks at what the quality of those reviews are. So if you're a 4-star, 4.2, 3.5, et cetera, then it looks at, are you responding to your Google reviews? And then lastly, how fast you're responding. So Google's mentality is, if you don't care about Google customers and you're not responding to Google customers or responding really slow, then they don't care about, if you don't care about them, they don't care about you kind of mentality. Hmm. So we help on all four of those things. The cool thing is that our average dealership, we don't have any dealerships that generate less than 100 5-star Google reviews per month. And on average, without our platform, Google customers usually have 20 to 30 reviews per month with an average ranking of, let's say, 4.2. Every one of our customers has at least 4.7 star rating and at least 100 Google reviews per month. So we really skyrocket all the good stuff, and we help you take care of the bad stuff.
That's great. Excellent. All right. Well, since we're both in the automotive industry, I always ask the partners that I interview the same question, which is, give me your favorite car story. It could be a dream car that you've not yet purchased, or a car from your teens, or somewhere in between. But we all live and breathe automotive and vehicles every day.
Yeah. So my favorite car story is, when I was 16, I bought a 1985 Jeep, a cherry red Jeep CJ7 and soft top. And it was, I love that car. I thought it was, you know, the coolest kid in school with my, you know, I took the top down when it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the butt because it had all the snaps you had to put on there. But nonetheless, my favorite car story is that, you know, I didn't know much about cars. And the clutch went out, and I took it into a repair shop to get it. You get it repaired, and they told me the price, and it was, you know, $2,000, something like that. I said, I'm not paying that. So I bought a Shilton manual, and it was a 4x4, and I didn't know what I was getting into. But it took me about a month, you know, working after school, you know, taking the transmission down, replacing it. But by God, I replaced that clutch all by myself. And saved myself a bunch of money. I think the parts were like $200, and I saved, yeah. So I saved almost $1,800. It, you know, took me forever, but that really fueled the passion for my life in cars. I ended up owning four really high end auto repair facilities here in Dallas that I started when I was in college, and sold them all in 2005 to start a technology company. But for 17 years, I actually turned wrenches, and I didn't know anything about cars. I taught myself, and I still, all my cars at the house, I still, my wife laughs at me. I've got one of those scissor lifts in my garage, and we've got an Escalade, and I've got a Ferrari that I work on, and I'm raising it up and changing the oil in my garage and all that. So it's something that, you know, once you catch the bug, it's hard to get away from. And, you know, I don't like having anybody else touch my vehicles. I do everything myself.
Well, that's an awesome story and a great start to your career.
Yeah.
Adam, thank you so much for being with us here today. We appreciate it. And for our dealers who are watching, you can always go to the Dominion DMS page and click on partners. All of our partners there are listed alphabetically or by category. So take a look at real-time feedback, and the link on that page will take you directly to Adam's website that he mentioned earlier. Thank you so much for all the great information. I'm sure our dealers will appreciate it, and I appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Sharon.